Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid Al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihi Allahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. أما بعد، فعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت: إنما نزل أول ما نزل منه، أي من القرآن، سورة من المفصل فيها ذكر الجنة والنار، حتى إذا ثاب الناس إلى الإسلام نزل الحلال والحرام، ولو نزل أول شيء لا تشرب الخمر لقالوا لا ندع الخمر أبدا، ولو نزل لا تزنوا لقالوا لا ندع الزنا أبدا. رواه البخاري. عائشة رضي الله عنها narrates that the first thing that was revealed from the Quran were surahs from the Mufassal section of the Quran, and in it is the mention of paradise and hell. And only after the people built their foundations of Islam did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal the ayat talking about the halal and the haram. And if the first part of the Quran that was revealed was do not drink alcohol, the people would say we will never leave alcohol. And if the first ayat that was revealed is do not have inappropriate relations, they would say we will never leave that. And that is recorded in Bukhari. ففي هذا الحديث العظيم نستفيد أهمية التأسيس على ذكر الجنة والنار. We learn from this hadith the importance of building ourselves, building our foundations on Jannah and Jahannam. ونلاحظ أنها قالت رضي الله عنها المفصل وأول سورة من المفصل سورة قاف. And we recognize that she mentioned the Mufassal section of the Quran, and the first surah from the Mufassal section, which is the end of the Quran, is سورة قاف. عن أم هشام رضي الله عنها قالت: ما أخذت قاف والقرآن المجيد إلا عن لسان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقرأها كل جمعة على المنبر إذا خطب الناس. رواه مسلم. أم هشام رضي الله عنها narrates that she memorized قاف والقرآن المجيد directly from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's mouth because he used to read it every Jum'ah on the minbar, and that is related by Muslim. وأتعمد تكرار هذه الخطبة اقتداء للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فإنه كرره. And I'm intentionally repeating this khutbah. I mentioned the same khutbah a few weeks ago, but it is the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to repeat it every Jum'ah. قاف والقرآن المجيد بل عجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم فقال الكافرون هذا شيء عجيب أإذا متنا وكنا ترابا ذلك رجع بعيد قد علمنا ما تنقص الأرض منهم وعندنا كتاب حفيظ بل كذبوا بالحق لما جاءهم فهم في أمر مريج. قاف. By this blessed Quran, when a warner from amongst them comes talking about resurrection, they say, this is impossible, far-fetched. Are we going to die, turn to dust, and be resurrected? That is inconceivable. Rather, we know exactly what the earth is going to consume of them, and is all recorded in a preserved book. Rather, they are confused about creation. ثُمَّ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى قُدْرَتَهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then demonstrates His power in creation. أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَهُمْ كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا وَزَيَّنَّاهَا وَمَا لَهَا مِنْ فُرُوجٍ وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدْنَاهَا وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ تَبْصِرَةً وَذِكْرَى لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ مُنِيبٍ وَنَزَّلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً مُبَارَكًا فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ جَنَّاتٍ وَحَبَّ الْحَصِيدِ وَالنَّخْلَ بَاسِقَاتٍ لَهَا طَلْعٌ نَضِيدٌ رِزْقًا لِلْعِبَادِ وَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا كَذَلِكَ الْخُرُوجُ. Do not look at the sky above them. How we created it, how we beautified it, how there is no imperfection in it. And the earth, how we spread it out and put in it mountains and allowed every type of beautiful plant to come out from it. That is meant to be an eye-opener and a reminder for the person that turns to Allah. And we send down the blessed rain, and from it comes out the gardens and the seed and the date trees. And this is rizq Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for His servants. And likewise, people will be coming out of their graves. Oh, likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings life to the dead earth, and likewise, people will come out of the grave. ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى الْمُكَذِّبِينَ الْقُدَمَاء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then talks about the previous disbelievers. كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ وَأَصْحَابُ الرَّسِّ وَثَمُودُ وَعَادٌ وَفِرْعَوْنُ وَإِخْوَانُ لُوطٍ وَأَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ وَقَوْمُ تُبَّةِ كُلٌّ كَذَّبَ الرُّسُلِ فَحَقَّ وَعِيدٍ. Before them, the people of Nuh disbelieved, as did the people of Ras, and Thamud, and Ad, and Fir'aun, and the people of Lut, and the people of Aka, and the people of Tubba, all of them disbelieved. And they got the punishment that they deserved. أَفَعَيِّنَا بِالْخَلْقِ الْأَوَّلِ بَلْ هُمْ فِي لَبَسٍ مِّنْ خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوَسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٌ مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Do they not think we were unable to create them the first time? They are confused about what creation is. We created man, and we know what whispers to him, and we are closer to him than his own jugular vein. And there are angels sitting on the right and sitting on the left, recording every single action. Not a word is uttered except that it is recorded down. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدُ وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْوَعِيدِ وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِنْ هَذَا فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ وقال قرينه هذا ما لدي عتيد القيا في جهنم كل كفار عنيد مناع لخير معتد مريب الذي جعل مع الله إلها آخر فألقياه في العذاب الشديد. And the pains of death will come, and that is what you were trying to escape from. And the trumpet will be blown, and that is what you were warned of. And every person will be brought forth, driven, and with a witness. This is what you were completely heedless about. So we are going to remove the veil and you will see everything clearly. And the angel will say, This is the one with me. Throw into the fire every single defiant disbeliever, every single stopper of good, everyone lost in his doubt, everyone that ascribes a Lord other than Allah, throw him into the painful punishment. قال قرينه ربنا ما أطغيته ولكن كان في ضلال بعيد قال لا تختصموا لدي وقد قدمت إليكم بالوعيد ما يبدل القول لدي وما أنا بظلام للعبيد يوم نقول لجهنم هل امتلأت وتقول هل من مزيد. And the companion devil will try to argue, saying, Oh Allah, my Lord, I didn't lead him astray. He did so on his own account. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, there is no excuses today. You have already been warned. Nothing is going to change the punishment that is coming today. And is the day that we are going to talk, we're going to ask the hellfire, are you full yet? And the hellfire is going to say, is there any more? وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ هَذَا مَا تُوعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيظٍ مَنْ خَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ أُدْخُلُوهَا بِسَلَامٍ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُلُودِ لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. And Jannah is going to be brought close to the people of taqwa. This is what you were promised for every person that turned to Allah. For every person that upheld the actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked of them. It's because you feared Allah without seeing Him. And you had a heart that only turned to Allah. So enter Jannah in peace. This is a day that is eternity. You have in it everything that you desire, and we have more. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ هُمْ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ بَطَشًا فَنَقَبُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ هَلْ مِنْ مَحِيصٍ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَى لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَى السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. And how many powerful people before did we destroy? And when the punishment came, they tried desperately to search for refuge in the land. But is there any escape from Allah? This is a reminder for the person that has a heart and that has an attentive ear. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ الْغُرُوبِ وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْهُ وَأَدْبَارَ السُّجُودِ. And we created the heavens and the earth and everything between them in 6 days, and it caused us no weariness. So be patient upon what they say. Be steadfast as a Muslim, even though it's hard. And pray to your Lord. And as the Mufassirin say, it says to make tasbih, but the Mufassirin say, we're talking about the five daily prayers. Ensure you pray the five daily prayers.
واستمع يوم ينادي المنادي من مكان قريب يوم يسمعون الصيحة بالحق ذلك يوم الخروج إنا نحن نحيي ونميت وإلينا المصير يوم تشقق الأرض عنهم سراعا ذلك حشر علينا يسير نحن أعلم بما يقولون وما أنت عليهم بجبار فذكر بالقرآن من يخاف وعيد.
And listen carefully. When the caller will call for the punishment, for the judgment, and that is very close by. There is a day when everyone will hear the trumpet. And this is the day when everyone will come out. It is us that gives life. It is us that gives death. And it is to us that is the return. It is a day when the earth will be split open and the people will come rushing out. And that is easy for Allah. So be patient. We know what they say to you, O Muhammad. And you are not there to force anyone. Rather, you are there to warn with the Qur'an. You are there to warn the person that fears the warning of Allah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. نذكر أنفسنا بأن الله قد ابتدأ هذه السورة بذكر القرآن واختتمها بذكر القرآن. كيف نذكر الموت؟ كيف نذكر الجنة والنار؟ بالقرآن. علينا التزام القرآن فإنها أبلغ كلام. We notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins this surah by mentioning the Qur'an and ends the surah by mentioning the Qur'an. And how are we meant to remember this? How are we meant to remember the fact that there is Jannah and Nar and death is coming? We need to ensure that we are continuously spending effort and time with the Qur'an. Because it is the Qur'an that will remind us of this. And what words are more powerful than the words of Allah? إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا
ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا عن القوم الكافرين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي الصين وفي بورما وفي الهند وفي أفريقيا الوسطى وفي سائر البلاد المسلمين. اللهم انصرهم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقم الصلاة.